There is a reality that every follower of Jesus must learn. And that is, the starting point for his ministry on the earth was that he emptied himself and took on the form of a servant. A servant who was obedient even unto death on a cross. You see, we often want to jump to the places where Jesus receives the glory and serve him there, follow him there, be him there. But we don't want to start where he started, as servants. And indeed, Jesus said that in his kingdom, if you wanted to be greatest of all, you must become servant of all. And to this day, he continues to be a servant to all the people of his kingdom. He does not rule over us by his power and authority. He rules over us by being our servant and our example. As a king, he's a servant king. And we too must learn to be servants. His disciples, when they first came to work with him and walk with him, he called them servants. But later, as they walked along together, he says, "I no longer call you servants, now I call you friends, because the servant does not know his master's business. And I want to teach you more about my kingdom and about what this is all about and about what Father's business is about. So I'm going to call you friends." But notice something. They never stopped being his servants. Even down to his approach to Jerusalem for that final week of his life, when they served him by going and getting a colt for him to ride into Jerusalem on. You see, we are so trained up to believe in leaders that we've forgotten how to believe in servants. And we're so trained up to glorify leaders that we've forgotten how to honor those who serve us. We need first to learn how to be servants and to learn how to honor those who serve us so that we understand that the kingdom of God is a servant-oriented kingdom, not a ruler-oriented kingdom. The king himself is oriented toward being a servant, not toward being a ruler in the sense that men talk about being rulers and being in charge. Please learn how to serve others. Learn how to serve Jesus first, of course. Learn how to serve the body of Christ. Learn how to serve the people that Jesus loves. There is no greater honor in the kingdom of God than being the servant of all. Please learn how to serve. And please help your disciples learn how to serve. Help them learn how to serve you. Not because you deserve it, but because in love for them, they need to learn how to serve out of love, not out of duty. Don't expect anyone to think he has a duty to serve you, but when out of their love they choose to serve you, be appreciative and supportive of their servants' hearts. One of the greatest honors in the kingdom of God is to be noted as someone who has a servant's heart, because that's the kind of heart that Jesus has. He loves you and he serves you. I love you, and I choose to serve you because I'm His, thus yours.